Get ready. It's time for the Idaho Podcast with your host, Danny Ventura. Welcome to the Idaho Podcast, where we feature the people who live, work, and play in Idaho. So glad to have you with us today. My guest is Ernest Woods, and Ernest is a publisher of Star Spirit magazine, as well as he maintains the Facebook page Star Idaho Community News and Chatter. He's also a very active member of the Star Chamber of Commerce and also a member of the Southwest Idaho Business Alliance. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dan.
So glad to have you, Ernest. Awesome. Well, you know, the Idaho Podcast is all premised on the Idaho story and what people either lived here natively or what brought them here. So I know you're a fourth generation native. So what is your Idaho story?
Well, started out here in the valley back when Five Mile and Eustick was all farms and Boise stopped at Orchard. And they came in and built about 600 homes across the street from our little farm. And in at that time, we were outside of the city limits, so there were no leash laws. And believe it or not, people's little Fido started grouping up in packs at night and killing farm animals, which you wouldn't expect that, but they were. And several of our neighbors, farming type neighbors, lost animals. And my parents, for that and other reasons, decided to move to McCall. And in 73, we went up to McCall. And that's really mostly during my formative years where I grew up.
So. All right. McCall is a beautiful place. Holy smokes. And I'm sure you've seen growth there like no other as well.
I love McCall 45 years ago.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Not so much anymore.
So you came back to Star, and I know you even attended BSU. And so Star has been pretty much your home your whole life.
Well, I came back. I went to college, but I wasn't living in Star at that time. Mm-hmm. Started a family and lived over off of Vista and right over the hill from BSU. So to make it convenient, and got my degree in communication and journalism. And while I was in school, I actually got a job with a magazine and started out as a writer. I interviewed 850 realtors in this valley. It was a real estate magazine. I wrote a lot of articles for that, and not just real estate, but some other stuff too. I was very busy there, but that's what got me into magazines, was working for that company.
Interesting. Well, I know that, again, you attended Boise State, where you took writing and journalism classes. But what led you to publish the monthly magazine Star Spirit, which, by the way, I love the magazine. In fact, I love it so much, I'm advertising in it, but the Idaho Podcast. I love the magazine. What inspired you to do that?
Well, I'd worked for several publications, and then I ended up in the corporate world for Micron and AgriBeef, sometimes putting together publications for those corporations that were, I think the largest one I did was like 460 pages.
Wow.
And sitting there at the computer, I realized I could do this on my own. In fact, I was doing it on my own pretty much. There wasn't much direction at that time. And I realized, wow, I could do this on my own. And then I started looking for opportunities. I helped start Eagle Magazine 15 years ago, put out their first six or seven copies. Then I went over and started Canyon County Magazine and did that for 3 years. Then 2008 hit. And I would pull up to businesses to collect. And I run my magazine. I don't bill my customers until after I go to print. And so that's kind of my guarantee. Is you don't ever have to pay me until I hand you a magazine. That way, yeah, you get what you pay for.
I'm very successful now. I mean, the magazine seems to be getting thicker and thicker. In a day and age where most magazines are getting thinner and thinner, I mean, I feel like yours is really, really growing.
Well, if you look at our core philosophy or my core philosophy, I believe small business is the backbone of our country.
I completely agree.
And I do everything I can to help everyone that comes to me to succeed. Mm-hmm. And so I think that has a lot to do with why we're growing. That and because we try to be everywhere.
Got it.
So.
And in addition to the magazine, you are also, as I'd mentioned earlier, you're very active in the STAR community, the Chamber of Commerce, the Southwest Idaho Business Alliance, and you also have a Facebook page that you moderate that has almost 11,000 people in the group, followers, I should say.
Yeah, the STAR one does. We actually have 7 groups.
Oh, okay.
Eagle, Star, Middleton, Nampa, Caldwell, Meridian, and then we have the political one.
Okay.
So it's called Politistar, and that's where we send people who want to make comments that most of the people in the main groups, they're not there for that. And so we encourage them, go over to Politistar. Rules are less restrictive, and as long as you follow Facebook rules, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So, but as far as the Star group, that originally started out when I was working overseas, and I started that group to keep in touch with friends here in Star.
Well, having 11,000 followers or members of that group is pretty impressive. So, and that's just in Star.
You come to join my group. Every single account is vetted that they're real, at least reasonably vetted is what I can do online. There have been a couple accounts where I'm like, I really think this guy's real, and I'll just send him a message and kind of talk to him a little bit and make sure. We get a lot of scammers. Some months we have, I've seen as high as 60% of people that are refused to join the group. And I think our lowest is about 40. Hmm. So if you look at almost being 11,000 and consider that we're declining 30 to 50% of people that ask to join, it could be a lot bigger. But we verify every account and every business.
Hmm. Well, I appreciate that you put such emphasis on the authenticity of it, because I think that's what makes it a great site. And by the way, for the listeners, it's Star Idaho Community News and Chatter. That's the name of the group.
Right.
And again, you will be vetted if you want to join the group, but it's a great group, and a lot of entrepreneurs, businesses, and folks in the community. And I've really, really enjoyed being a part of the group. So, sure how I got through your vetting process.
Oh, absolutely. But the way we're running it, as it started growing and I started putting out a magazine here in Star, I started thinking, how do I marry these two together? And I kind of did, mostly just by advertising and word of mouth. It's the only group of the 7 groups I have that doesn't have the name Spirit in the title. All the Eagle Spirit, Middleton Spirit, Nampa Spirit, Caldwell Spirit, they all have Spirit, except for Politistar. They all have Spirit in the title, and I did that because it had been there for 8 years, and I don't think I want to change the name after 8 years.
Hmm. Yeah.
So
that makes sense. Going back to your magazine, I know it's distributed widely throughout Star in various businesses and such, where I usually pick it up. But can folks subscribe to it?
We do have some subscribers.
Okay. All right.
Not very many, but okay. We have a few.
But mostly available in stores and restaurants and that type of thing, businesses. Right.
But, you know, since January, I mean, it's really been picking up. Mm-hmm. And we started ordering more magazines because they're disappearing so fast.
That's great news. I love to hear that.
So, yeah. We started printing more, but that doesn't necessarily put more money in our pocket.
Right. Well, one of the more unusual things that I learned about you and getting to know you is that you were one of 6 submarine pilots that actually helped cap the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. That was some years ago. But where did you attain that submarine pilot expertise and experience? And was it during your time in the military or?
No, actually, I had a home here in Star, and I was working for Capital One. Thank you for calling Capital One. My name is Ernest, and can I get your first and last name, please? And yeah, I can't tell you how many times I said that. But the director of that facility had committed a crime. I won't say what it was. But Capital One decided to shut the center down and shift everything to Arizona. So they just left. Mm-hmm. And about 800 people got laid off, and I was one of them. And I was sitting at home, and I had this neighbor who worked offshore. He was a diver. And he kept saying, man, get your resume in. And I'm like, come on. They're not going to hire some hillbilly from Idaho that hasn't even seen the ocean before. And I hadn't. I'd never seen the ocean before.
Interesting.
He said, look, turn it in. I know a guy, and I'll get him to look at it. And he got me a phone number. Do we have time for this story?
You started it. We got to hear it now.
So I'm sitting at home. I'm looking for work. I got nothing to do. And he gave me Tony's number. And I called Tony, and Tony talked to me. And Tony's down in Houston. And I said, well, I'm mechanical. I've worked on cars. I've restored a 57 Chevy. I know my way around a wrench. And he says, well, you'll be offshore and you're gone for a month. And a lot of guys find out they can't handle it. So it's hard for us to hire somebody, especially someone so far away and blah, blah, blah. And he said, but I'll tell you what, I'll think about it and call me back in a couple of weeks and we'll see where it goes. So a couple of weeks go by and I call back at 2 o'clock on Wednesday at 2 o'clock, like he said, and I get an answering machine. So, you know me, hey, Tony. This is Ernest, blah, blah, blah. And another week goes by and it's approaching Wednesday at 2 o'clock and I hadn't heard from him. And I thought, well, I'm just puttering around my garden. So I called it Wednesday at 2 o'clock and left another message. And this became a thing for 6 months. Every Wednesday at 2 o'clock, I would call Tony and leave a message because...
Well, that's tenacious.
Yeah. And finally, about 6 months later, I call, and you could just tell by the sound of the cradle of that phone, that handset coming off of that phone, you could just tell there was anger, lots of anger. And he picked up the phone, and he's like, are you ever going to blankety quit calling me? And you know how your mind races. I'm like, well, I either never going to get the job, or I'm going to say something that's going to get me the job. So I just blurted out, well, are you ever going to blankety blank give me a blankety blank job? And the phone went deathly quiet. And a couple minutes later, I start hearing this laughter. And he's laughing so hard he can't hardly breathe. And then he comes on and he goes, you know what? I'm going to give you a job, but don't you let me down. And I did it for 10 years.
Wow.
So.
Wow. 6 months of tenacity of calling every Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
you wore them down.
Yeah.
So you had never had any experience in piloting a submarine. So no. Obviously they trained you and you.
They train you. Yeah. They send you out on a, it's a boat. It's a salvage type boat down in the Gulf of Mexico. You get those hurricanes come through, Katrina, stuff like that, once in a while. And you have these standing oil rigs. They're only like 200 feet of water. And they're planted in the mud at the bottom of the ocean. And they come up out of the water. It takes about 2 years. But we go down with submarines and divers and cut them up piece by piece and haul them up with a crane and put them on the deck of a salvage ship that hauls it into shore for salvage and recycling. Hmm. But I was on that the first couple of years. And I happened to be on a boat where all of the upper guys were divers. And divers are a class of their own. They're great people, but they don't like submarines because it's job security. Mm-hmm. So we only got to go in maybe once or twice a month while I was out there. But the rest of the time you're working on the sub, you're making sure everything works and you're learning everything about it. And so over the 10 years, I ended up flying to, you know, Houston and New York and taking different classes. Today I'm a advanced certified fiber optic technician, electronics technician, electrical technician for offshore. I can't do, I can't do any of that electrical work onshore, but offshore on a submarine, I'm allowed to do that. So,
gotcha.
And a hydraulic specialist as well.
Wow.
So I have all those certs.
That's awesome. So the BP oil spill was a huge national disaster, an environmental disaster for sure. Yeah. What was the length of time it took you and the other five?
We were out there 3 months.
3 months to cap it. Yeah, that's wow.
Right. And wow. And the reason that for that mm-hmm. is this was a floating oil rig, and it was in water that's 2 miles deep. Mm-hmm. And what sunk that rig was not the fire. It was the boats trying to put out the fire, because it's on these big pontoons floating, and they filled them with water and it sank. Whether they did it on purpose or on accident, I don't know. I wasn't part of that crew. So,
interesting.
But then when it sank, it lays over and it's got a 2 mile pipe on the end of it, and it's leaking from several different spots. And you got to go down there and, I mean, with a submarine and cut it up, and it takes time. It took us 3 months to finally get to the wellhead where we could get that final flange off and get a cap on it. And I remember I was on deck, and we had our welders out there, and they were building the cap, and we just got it all painted. And I'm standing there, and I whip out a pen, and I walk over, and I start signing my name on it. And we had this Scottish big boss. He's like, "Hi, Ernie, what are you doing?" You know,
yeah.
And I'm like, "Well, I'm signing my name on it." And he's like, "What are you doing that for?" And I go, "Well, think about it. We've been out here 3 months, and we're getting ready to cap this thing. It's 2 miles deep. This is like putting a flag on the moon, and I'm putting my name on it." And he comes over, and he goes, "Give me that pen." And all of them lined up and started signing. All the guys that worked on that started signing the cap. So kind of funny.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Great story. Well, I appreciate you sharing that submarine pilot experience. That's cool. I know, being an Idaho native, you've seen a lot of change, but what do you think the best things about Idaho, or Star specifically, that makes Star so attractive to so many people who want to call it home?
Idahoans, well, we're a very sarcastic bunch, and you got to understand that. And picking on you means we like you. If we're not picking on you or not talking to you, then you got a problem. But I think what makes Idaho special is we are down to earth. We can be sarcastic, but we're down to earth. Mm-hmm. And my whole life, it was a thing. If somebody had a flat tire, you pulled over and helped them. Today, I'm scared to do that. I'm scared to pull over and help somebody. I want to. I'm just afraid, you know. But I think what makes Star special is it has that small town kind of a Mayberry feel. And the growth has had a bit of an impact on that, but it's still there.
Right.
And the people that are complaining about the growth, and I have complained to myself, at some point you got to realize that it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. And just make the best of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's try to make the best of it, and let's keep Star a warm, welcoming, friendly, and fun to live place.
Right, and that it is. By the way,
yeah.
It's we love it here, and love the community, love the people. Very genuine, very friendly, authentic people here. And I, my wife and I, just appreciate that so much.
I think we have a city that's. They got their ear on the rail. They're responsive to those concerns. Mm-hmm. So they're paying attention.
Right, right. Well, you know, the Idaho podcast acronym is TIP, T-I-P. And so we always try to, somewhere in the show, ask for our guest's tip for our listeners. So what would be, Ernest, your tip for our listeners today? It could be an Idaho tip or just a general tip.
I would tell folks, especially if they're new coming, people that have been here, they don't need a tip. But the new folks, if you're moving here from there, wherever there is, the first thing, change your license plate. Do it on day one or day two. Don't wait, because you're going to find out, why did I move here?
That's good advice, actually. I learned that from experience.
Yeah. And then the other one is, you know, everybody moves here. Oh, I love it. I don't want to change a thing. I don't think that's realistic. Just you being here is changing things. And that's not to throw dirt at anybody. You moved here because you like what you saw. That's your right. And welcome. But the sooner you realize just being here is changing things and start visualizing yourself in that capacity and be part of the positive part of the community and not the negative part. And just be positive. You know, I'm the guy that I meet somebody for the first time and I treat them like I've known them for 20 years. And I'm sure some folks just aren't comfortable with that. But if you can try to wrap your mind around it, that would be my tip.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. That's a good one. And I think that it resonates with me because that's really the reason I started the Idaho podcast. And that is to share these incredible stories of people like yourself with listeners and with other people of Idaho or people considering moving here. I don't know. But I just think it's so real. It's so dynamic. It's so pleasant that it needs to be shared with people. And frankly, everybody has a story. Things change. It's inevitable. But hopefully we spread the goodness and spend less time on the other stuff.
Right. And I think it's very important, at least for me, is to keep in the forefront of my mind is I'm no better than anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just not. And I see people, I don't think they acknowledge that's what they're doing, but they're acting like they're better than other people. Mm-hmm. And they're just not.
Right.
You're just not. So get over it and just be positive.
Yep.
So
I like it. I like it a lot. Well, Ernest Woods, I appreciate you being here. And again, Star Spirit Magazine, folks, I absolutely recommend you picking that up. It's a great community magazine and it supports local businesses and also supports folks in the community. And also, if you haven't already checked out Ernest's Facebook page, again, the Star Idaho Community News and Chatter, really recommend you checking that out. It's a great source for great community information and news. But Ernest, thanks for being with me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your hospitality here. So
absolutely. Well, thanks again, folks, for joining us today. Thanks for joining the Idaho Podcast. Remember to check us out on theidahopodcast.com and be sure to sign up for the regular news and be the first to know who our next guests are. And then also subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. So make it a great week and we'll see you next time. Take care.